So I'm chatting to a couple of guys who are involved with something really important. You can't escape the news at the moment. And what the fallout is a huge humanitarian disaster. And from our friends at Donatable, hello Gareth, how are you?
I'm very well, Darren, how are you?
Yeah, not so bad. And we also have Ivan. Ivan, where are you from?
We're from Corkhead Limited.
Okay, so Gareth, in a nutshell, for the people who don't know who Donatable are, who are you and what do your organisation do before we get into the crux of what we're about to talk about?
So Donatable are a local social enterprise, which means that we're working with local charities, local community groups all over the Crewe, Nantwich, Cheshire area to really connect and make as many impacts as possible. We do that by our improved community PR and promotions and content marketing, and really give businesses a really good platform for communicating how they get involved in the community and are able to show their community social responsibility.
Thank you, Gareth. Ivan, let me come to you. Just explain to us who you are and where you're from as well and what you do.
My name's Ivan. I'm from Corkhead Limited. We're a second-generation family business based in Crewe, like Donatable. And our business is geared around providing quality solutions to chemical solutions, that is, to numerous marketplaces. We're all about striving to be your go-to chemical supplier. We encourage fostering partnership with market-leading businesses in growth sectors, and we aim to grow together. We also formulate our own products as well as dual-branded products. And as of this year, we've launched into a service offering of filling out sustainable PCR tubes to try and take the business down an improved sustainable journey.
Whose idea was this to jump into this and try and help the Ukrainians fleeing from the war zone?
Yeah, well, really good question. Donatable's main focus, of course, is to focus on Cheshire and the local communities. So it was myself and Rachel who came across the plight, if you like, of the initially the Polish community who were trying to pull this together for the Ukrainian border. And Rachel, my wife, came along and found this particular piece of news. We then found out what we could do. What's the angle for how can Crewe, how can Nantwich, how can Cheshire get involved in doing something for something that's so far away and obviously pulls so many heartstrings, you know, obviously, understandably. It was really that made us reach out to some of our fantastic members, Ivan being one of them, to see who might have the warehouse space, who's got the, you know, that the time to, and the staff perhaps to get involved in perhaps organising some of the donations, setting up the station, setting up this PR campaign, you know, which we really appreciate you helping us with today, Darren, to really get the message out about this drop-off centre and what can be done in the remaining few days. And that's when we picked up the phone to Ivan on about lunchtime Sunday to get the wheels moving. And to, you know, Ivan's credit, come 8 o'clock Monday, we were ready to go, really. Stuff was being moved around the warehouse, he'll tell you, I'm sure. And we were ready to go to take some of the donations in.
Let's talk about some of the donations, Gareth, before we move back over to Ivan. So what donations are you looking for? What are you looking for from the Cheshire folk to donate, to send over to Ukraine and Poland?
Yeah, well, really quite simple. There's 10 or 12 things here, Darren. So there's foil survival blankets, there's toys, male or female, boys or girls, obviously, nappies, sanitary towels, first aid kits, sleeping bags, crayons, towels, metal cups, thermal clothing, hairbrushes, shampoos, toothbrushes, toiletries, children's clothes and bandages, really. So a good list of things there that perhaps the listeners can help with, which are either been rattling around in wardrobes maybe or knocking around in their kitchens or bathrooms, as well as perhaps going out if they wish to go and purchase some of these in a bit more bulk to drop off, like, again, has happened so often in the last few hours, really.
Also, people have got those little miniature ones that they may have got over Christmas and they've gone, don't really like that one. I tell you what, that's a perfect thing to donate as well, isn't it? You know, some miniature toiletries and stuff that they don't want.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, it's, you know, going back a second, I mean, that really is the foundation of Donatable. Everything, there's so many things that are able to be donated, you know, whether it be gifts, whether it be things to this donation drop-off centre, whether it obviously be money. And that really does sit right at the very bottom of what Donatable's true belief is. If you can't donate anything of material value, then donate a smile, donate a joke to someone. It really is that simple, and that's this that's what we're really trying to get across Cheshire, really, about that idea that there's nothing that is too small in terms of that level of donation.
Ivan, let's come to you. What made you and your company get involved with this then? And also, how are you going to put this into motion or get this sorted?
I mean, we've been only too pleased to be able to help Donatable and the Polish Integration Support Centre with their amazing work helping on this campaign. Like Gareth said, we took a call on Sunday lunchtime and with a bit of tidying up in the warehouse, clearing some space, we've been able to create a large enough area to receive donations. I think everybody at the moment is feeling totally helpless, if not hopeless, really, in seeing what's going on and unfolding in the Ukraine and across the Polish border. We've had an amazing response from the Kru and Nantwich community, and the factory is slowly filling up. We've had people turning up in tears. We've had our staff in tears. We've had offers from local Polish residents ringing up and asking if they can come down and help us with sorting and palletizing the donations. Only this afternoon, we've actually had a full pallet from a local company called Centurion Packaging. Their sales director, Tony Brooks, has been in with pallets of pasta, water, nappies, tarpaulins, toiletries. So we're really starting to see the local generosity of the community take hold on the back of the good work that Donatable's doing. But all in all, you know, it's been an amazing response. Obviously, we'd ask if people could still come along. It's only been the first few days. We're only open because lorries are coming on Friday until 12 noon Friday. So we're getting a lot of calls at the moment from people saying, can I come in next week? Because they're trying to do collections amongst the staff members. But we're just begging people, if they can perhaps come in this week, we'd be over the moon.
Where can people donate this stuff to you then, Ivan?
So Qualchem is based on Macon Way in Crewe, behind Screwfix. Everyone knows Screwfix. So come through the gates by Screwfix and we're around the back of there. The door's permanently open now because people are coming in, their dribs and drabs every 5-10 minutes. We've got a team of about 5 people down there at the moment sorting. It's becoming increasingly busy, which is brilliant, and a credit to, you know, to the opportunity to go on the radio with your good selves and all the social media work that everybody's doing by sharing the posts we're putting out.
I just want to touch on something else that's on the press release. Gareth, Donatable, if we could come back to you for this one, actually. It does cost quite a bit of money, doesn't it, to get these lorries over to where they need to be? So there is a monetary donation as well, isn't there? Where can people go to help out with that side of things?
Yeah, great question, Darren. Of course, it is a massive expense. You're quite right. There is a Just Giving page that's been set up, which I think is on the press release and can certainly be furnished to you to put on the website. You know, because it's a absolutely clickable link, as these things are, to go straight through to the website to be able to give whatever, you know, whatever might be affordable. You know, I'm only actually looking at my phone now. I've got an email now. We have a lot of blankets, clothing, shoes, toys, teddies, toiletries, and firefighter uniforms. Are these any use to you? Do you have transport to get them to Poland? This company is based in Shrewsbury. Heard about this campaign, asking if we can go out and pick that up. Of course we can, of course we will. That's literally just come through last 5 minutes. It's those types of calls that we're, you know, both experiencing at Donatable's end and Qualchem's end to really get the remaining 72 hours, as it perhaps is, just to get these donations through, as you say, financial or material.
Gareth, where can people contact you? Because obviously it's going to pull on a lot of people's heartstrings. And like you said, like Ivan's just mentioned as well, that people are turning up in tears. It's really, really affected us in more ways than we could even imagine that this would have affected us here in the UK. So where can people find out more and what can people do next?
Certainly. So quickest place really is to go to our website, which is www.donatable.org.uk. Socials is obviously lit up at the moment. Our social website or social media channels of LinkedIn and Facebook, you can find us there to find out more about the actual donation details and the list we've provided you with, as well as going to obviously turning up if you're in around the area, to you know, going to the drop-off site yourself to help out or to do anything that Ivan perhaps looks for in the closing hours as we get to move to getting this stuff on the lorries. But that's rare to find us. I mean, 01270 848 700 is the best number to call, and you can get through to us here as well. And you know, we're just really keen to we really appreciate your support in getting this message out, so that we can indeed, you know, get the best impact, which is what this is all about, to the people that need it, when they need it.
All the links that you need to find out more about this are on our news pages on silt1069.com and on our social media pages as well. Gareth from Donatable and Ivan, I'm going to try and do your company name now, so I'm really sorry if I get it wrong. Qualchem, is that right?
Qualchem, yes.
Qualchem, brilliant. Ivan from
Qualchem. Quality Chemicals, Qualchem.
Brilliant. Thank you, Ivan. Thank you, Gareth.